Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Government has advised travellers to get insurance after another South African teacher dies in China. Jonathan Claassen is a regular listener to the Morning Mayhem. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. You are based in Shanghai and apparently you're quite close to this matter.
Hi, Howard. Good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners.
So, good morning. So, you, tell us what's going on there.
Sorry, it's just a bit of a delay on the line, but let me go first. So I personally don't know Lusanda. She was actually based in Beijing, but there was quite, I mean, like I said to you, there have been a couple of South Africans who've passed away in the last 2 years. I think COVID certainly hasn't helped. There've been, it's been a bit strange in the sense that when these things happen, it's very complicated for the families to get all the information. Obviously, the consular services get involved, and the authorities, yeah, their direct link is not to the families, but rather to the consular service. And it's really been tricky because, yeah, there was an incident, especially with Lusanda, where they wanted to cremate her immediately. She died in the hospital, actually. It wasn't on the way to hospital or anything. And exactly like your speaker just now, I think a lot of people travel, and obviously, you know, passing away is probably the last thing that comes on your mind, but it certainly becomes a massive burden for you know, your family. And you know, we had even another incident a couple of months ago where another South African died and he was cremated.
Oh, goodness.
And the ashes of this guy is still in China because you know, it's very, no airline or no courier service wants to take it, and we're actually waiting for a South African to fly back and is willing to take it, but obviously it's not easy to find at the moment.
Yeah, and to find somebody who's willing to do that. Is it common, is cremation the normal burial protocol in China?
Absolutely. I mean, generally here, Chinese people, I mean, you know, you can imagine we're the big population here, so space, you cannot bury everybody. And in fact, it's a massive issue here whenever there's new property developers who want to take over. Let's say there's a cemetery who's located in a good area. But generally what does happen is people get cremated and the ashes are then buried. But I mean, the general go-to here is people get cremated. That I would say,
right.
is really the norm.
So that doesn't indicate anything untoward that somebody dies in a hospital as somebody is traveling and the authorities want to cremate them.
No, I just think it's just standard procedure here. And yeah, I mean, like I said, it's also depends how good your consular services are, because like I said, the family is sitting there waiting for information. And how I came into contact with the story is because we were trying to crowdfund some or collect some money together to try and pay for the fare, because obviously it's a very expensive process. And time is also an issue, because obviously as a body stays in Beijing now in a crematorium, there are costs involved, and every day that the body is still in China or in Beijing, you know, more costs get incurred.
Right. And have you had a decent response to the crowdfunding?
We have. I mean, look, it's you know, I mean, you know, people are people. I mean, obviously, you have certain people who help, and then some people who are not close to the matter are not so willing to help. But I mean, we've raised some money. I mean, I remember there was an incident like this about 2 years ago where we managed to raise about $40,000, which is a pretty decent amount of money. But I mean, you know, every time something like this happens, I mean, the immediate reaction is to roll your eyes and basically say, well, why didn't this person have travel insurance? Because, like I said, it's not the first time. I suspect it's not the last time. But unfortunately, people, when they travel, don't really take it into consideration that it might happen to them.
Jonathan Claassen, thank you for that. Thank you for reaching out just to give us a very different and meaningful perspective on this situation.